In the year 2018, I made a video on Sonic Unleashed specifically for the PlayStation 3. That was the only version I had at the time. This, by no means, was meant to be some sort of be-all, end-all, encompassing retrospective on this game in its entirety. It was simply the 10-year anniversary of the game's release. I saw an opportunity for content, and I wanted to share my opinions on the game, as well as what I believe to be the general consensus all those years later, leading into yet another recommendation for the Unleashed Project, a mod for Sonic Generations on PC that ports all of the data time Unleashed levels and lets players access some really quality content without, you know, the not quality content, like the terrible frame rates on the PS3, because oh my god, it was so bad.
And you know, at the time, I thought I hit the nail on the head, but this was basically the first time I got kind of, like, attacked by a Sonic community, and the Unleashed fans, I'll be honest, I didn't know you guys existed at that point. The whole, am I the only one who likes Sonic Unleashed crowd was getting so much more vocal, and they were yelling at me as if I was like perpetuating some false narrative that this game is bad, and because I'm pushing this false narrative, Sega is not gonna port this game to modern consoles, give it the chance it deserves in a modern day, etc., etc. Now for one, it is so funny to me that some people think that I or any other YouTuber really have the power to influence Sega's decision making. Because boy, if I could, there would be a Sonic Labyrinth 3D remake right now that for some reason is VR exclusive. Just cause I think that'd be funny.
Oh, it's not funny is today's sponsor, Factor. Ayo! If you're watching this video right now, chances are that you like food. And don't lie to me. That makes Factor's fresh, never frozen, chef-crafted, ready-to-eat 2-minute meals perfect for you and your family. When food has that many talking points, you know it's gonna be good. Think of all the time you waste doing absolutely nothing in some video games. Now imagine making some delicious food in that time. That's crazy! My favorite thing about Factor after all these years has always been the extensive choices on offer. Each week you have a new menu of 35 meals, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Vegan, and many more. Plus, you have more than 60 add-ons like breakfasts and beverages. I've always considered something like this to just learn what can be your next favorite thing that you put in your mouth on a regular basis. Maybe rewrite that last part. Just take this adorable little container here, throw it in the microwave, bing bang boom, couple of buttons, and then wow! Oh, it's so good! This holiday season, get some Factor for yourself and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Click the link in the description below and use the code ANTMAR50 to get 50% off and free shipping on your very first Factor box. And be sure to tell all your friends, because man, good food really keeps the world spinning. Thank you so much to Factor for sponsoring today's video, and now, back to another hedgehog video, there's so many of these. But secondly, it was that moment when I noticed a bit of revisionist history at play here. It was basically just an isolated incident for me, but then I started to see it all around social media. This wasn't a simple acknowledgement that opinions were just changing over time. This was a moment of, hey, this game was actually good all along. Am I right, fellas? I can't be the only one who likes Sonic Unleashed.
And I feel like this only happens with Sonic the Hedgehog. I mean, like, the Super Mario 64 PC port also exists, and it came out around the same time as 3D All-Stars, but you don't see people going absolutely crazy about that, changing the course of the history forever. It's just there, have fun, go nuts.
I swear, I've seen so many people over the years try to argue that Colors was actually the beginning of another dark period for the Hedgehog just because it stopped taking the story so seriously. And that's before Colors Ultimate showed up and really started to gaslight another group of people into believing the game was never good to begin with. And this is all insane to watch happen in real time because in 2010, Sonic Colors was the greatest thing this franchise had ever done.
People even gas up Sonic 06 now, and like I totally understand why, but it's just mind-boggling to me. Like 10-15 years ago, that game's mere existence, people would have you think that was a sign of the end times. Now granted, I also know a lot of people like 06 now because Project 06 completely bypasses the story, so when you bypass the bad stuff, hey, what do you know, there's a good game there somewhere behind all that story. What a surprise.
So, in typical Sonic fan with too much free time on his hands fashion, I really wanted to take some time to dissect this phenomena and give my own opinions on the Sonic franchise as a whole as of the mid-2020s.
I want to talk about Sonic the Hedgehog. I want to talk about how revisionist history has hit this franchise like a freight train over and over and over again, how almost everything you thought you knew about this franchise with the existing games is now a lie, how I believe the fandom is almost solely responsible for it and not the official company themselves, and how I wouldn't want it any other way. Now, of course, not every Sonic fan is equal out there. That'd be foolish to say. There's a lot of toxicity out there. We're all well aware of that. I feel like a lot of that has to do with the general health of the franchise at the time, and those fans could leave way more of a lasting impact than they would otherwise. The documentary's up to how many parts now? Jesus.
Naturally, as you can probably tell at this point, this is all coming hot off the heels of the Unleashed Decompilation Project, which, by all accounts, is one of the most insane things I've ever seen in my entire life. Dude, you have not lived until you played Sonic Unleashed at 60 FPS on the toilet thanks to the Steam Deck. Dude, gaming is more alive than ever before. One of the things that always boggled my mind with the Sonic Unleashed Defenders years after the game came out was, hey man, the game ran like garbage no matter what console you played it on. They were far, far too ambitious with the scope of these worlds and the really nice details on these graphics, because the frame rates, oh my goodness, they were really bad. And typically, whether or not you care about frame rate, it didn't really matter, because for a Sonic game, you want it to be smooth, and then you take one trip to the jungle, and then man, your Xbox 360 might blow up right then and there. I don't know, that console was prone to some bad issues. So you combine the shoddy performance with the loading times and the backtracking for the medals and all that sort of stuff coming together, I still don't take back what I said in that original video where when it comes to the console version of this game, I would not recommend it. It's too rough of an experience. Obviously there were some good ideas for sure, but on that hardware, nah, this game, it needed some more years to cook for sure. So, fast forward a few more years, and Sonic Unleashed gets a port to the Xbox Series X with FPS Boost. The game still runs at 720p, so it's not like the most high-tech version in the world, but you can play this game now at a consistent frame rate, and damn it, the game finally became awesome in my eyes.
There are still some problems for sure, like I still believe that the tornado missions kind of suck, but hey, I clearly like the game well enough now to get every single achievement in the Xbox version. I got every one of them, including the hot dog missions, and that took a few years off my life. But it made for a really compelling video, so go watch it if you haven't yet.
And all that goodwill the Sonic community had with the Xbox platform with the backward compatibility program has been thrown out the window because a few fans said, okay, sure, we're going to port it natively to PC now, and it just works. Like, you don't need a really powerful PC, you can run it at 4K and higher frame rates and mod support, you can just do that now. You can play Sonic Unleashed on the toilet on the Steam Deck, like, dude, the future is now. I figured I could have waited until my typical ROM hack and fan game spotlight to talk about this, but like, I've been playing it a whole lot, and it's just genuinely one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
As someone who attempts to keep his eye on the Sonic community as much as humanly possible, it's just gonna be absolutely insane to me to accept that we went from Sonic Unleashed is pretty bad to Sonic Unleashed is pretty good, am I right? To, you know what? We actually don't trust Sega to port the games themselves, so we're gonna do it, and it's gonna be perfect. Alright, cool. And you know what? Considering the launch state of Colors Ultimate, a noticeably weaker Sonic game with infinitely more issues, that was likely the right call, so do I complain? Or do I just accept it? Yeah. But this is the best recent example of the fanbase dictating the general consensus of this franchise in real time, and that is great.
This is all happening, by the way, while someone's attempting to also port Unleashed to the 3DS. Yeah, bro. Why not? Why not? This little demo is, like, more enjoyable than any of the official games that are released on this console, so good on you, man. And if you've watched my previous Sonic videos, you likely already know how I feel about this, but here's my bold claim that I really want to cement here. In my opinion, to get the most out of the Sonic the Hedgehog franchise, you need to embrace fan creations.
Now, of course, I'm not saying that you can't be a Sonic fan if you only take in the official media. I'm also not saying that it's okay to berate the not-as-great official media, because there's some really good fan media out there. What I'm trying to say is because there's so much Sonic coming from so many different sources, and so many of it's really good, I think it's best to just take it all in, be happy, and enjoy Sonic. Is that too much to ask? For some people it is, but damn it, I'm happier. If you're trying to be a Sonic fan in the late 2010s and play nothing but Sonic Boom, then bro, be my guest, but that was not gonna be me.
All I'm saying is, as a lifelong Sonic fan, my experiences have greatly improved once I started playing and paying more attention to full-blown fan games and mods and even animations attempting to fix Sega's mistakes and show the true potential this franchise has. Like, dude, do you see the Sonic Adventure animation that popped up a few months ago? This is one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my whole life. But then, does it really make a whole lot of sense to become a bigger fan of the franchise when you start to consider the fan creations on an equal playing field as the official ones? I mean, I think so. When it comes down to Sonic the Hedgehog in particular, It's really not hard to see how we got to this point. Sega has attempted so many different directions for Sonic over the years, with different spin-offs and universes and art styles, each with its own unique set of problems, but also with its own unique set of fans committed to making the best out of a bad situation. Like fans in 2009 saying that Sonic and the Black Knight, Sonic with the sword, is super dumb? Okay, I can get that. I'm on board with that. I can understand that. A more modern Sonic game like Sonic Frontiers has a whole lot more hand-to-hand combat. Oh, okay, it's a bit of an odd choice, but sure. Some fan goes in and says, okay, you know what? I'm gonna actually mod Sonic Frontiers to have Sonic with Excalibur, and it's gonna actually look kinda sick. Like, bro, okay. Yep, sure, why not? I'm down with this.
As long as we can come to a mutual agreement that Excalibur Sonic is actually pretty sick. Like, it's no Super Sonic, for sure, but this whole transformation sequence completely makes it, and it's pretty awesome. Am I the only one who likes Excalibur Sonic?
But okay, fine, let's try to take a look at things on more of an objective level. Here's a list of Sonic games that people had next to no issues with upon their first release. Oh, that's it, huh? That's not gonna go over well in the comments. Transformed really is like the perfect kart racer, though. Like, back on the topic of Black Knight, did you know that you can play that, as well as its prequel, Secret Rings, in the Dolphin emulator, not only with typical upscaled graphics, that makes sense, but also a combination of settings to play them with full button controls, and a texture pack to correlate with whatever controller you choose to use, to make it feel like it's a proper HD remaster. A lot of times when it comes to this generation of games, sometimes the simplest approach of just upscaling it and making it work on a modern controller is all that you need. And it's just here, and it's actually been here for years. This is the closest thing to a modern console port we will ever get with these games, and I'm okay with that. Once again, still a whole lot of problems with these games, but by simply removing the motion controls, which were a little too much here, it makes them pretty fun, and almost eliminates any need for something as bold as, I don't know, a remake to polish all the rough edges? Oh, what's that? There's a thing called Project Ignition, which is a full-blown Secret Rings remake in the works, and it actually looks pretty sick. Yeah, man, okay. Project 06. This is one of the greatest things to ever happen in this franchise. Some people still feel like there's a debate to be had on whether or not Sonic 06 is truly as bad as everyone made it out to be when it released almost 20 years ago. And boy, oh boy, you want to talk about revisionist history, make no bones about it, folks. It's a bad game. Like Sonic Unleashed and like Sonic and the Secret Rings, there of course were some good ideas here. It's not like every single aspect about this game, every little bit of creative muscle that was put into this adventure is bad. That would be an outlandish thing to say. That's an argument for Lost World, I guess. I'm kidding. Kinda not. The game never got a PC port, and there is a substantial mod out there that does attempt to modify and fix the Xbox 360 version of this game, but now we got fans out there that decided to completely remake the game from scratch, and it's kinda better, so it's awesome. You know, at this point we have the entirety of Sonic's campaign, Shadow's campaign, and Silver's campaign in here. Every single level is there, a bunch of modified mechanics, anything that was an issue in the original release, like, I don't know, Sonic's control during the Mach speed sections, that's been fixed, and now they're really fun. There's a lot of additional flavor, like these in-level cutscenes that just add a little bit more context as to what you're doing. That's awesome.
And it just became a really fun game. Isn't that what you want at the end of the day, right? Like a platformer where you play a Sonic that's all about speed and it plays really well. Like, that's all you want, right? Right?
Well, some people will argue that this doesn't really matter because this is not ever going to be a direct replacement of Sonic 06 because there's currently no boss stages, no hub worlds, and signs that this is never going to happen. It's just going to be the core gameplay levels here. But if the thing that you're replacing is Sonic 06, then this is really like the best possible outcome as far as I'm concerned. If you're watching this video, you're already fully aware of how good Project 06 is, but this really just emphasizes the whole idea of the fan community contributing to the revisionist history of this franchise because, man, it wasn't that long ago when people would have you believe there was absolutely zero redeeming qualities with this game. Turns out, all it needed to be was better, so, you know, that's a safe selling point for sure. But again, I feel like it's best to acknowledge that we got here because of Sega's mistakes all those years ago, rather than pretending like these games were actually these hidden gems all this time and just needed that little bit of extra polish to truly appreciate what they are. No, Sega really didn't know how to make these games to their best of their ability back in the day. They've almost always been consistently divisive, and it is incredibly smart for them to let the community do what it's doing and take a step back, because when one of the major selling points of Sonic is just how replayable these games are, leave the main development for brand new adventures that I guess people will be critical of in the years following while the fans are fixing the mistakes of all years past. Is it the most ideal outcome for every franchise out there? I don't know, but I think it's working so far. I mean, take another look at Sonic Colors. Ultimate had an infinite wealth of issues that really shouldn't have been there, and I don't know exactly if it's Sega at fault or if it's Blind Squirrel Studios that are at fault. I don't know. I'm sure they didn't want to release a bad product, but they did. Sure enough, give it a little bit of time, and we have Project Re-Rainbow that fixes a vast majority of these issues. The lighting is fixed, weird issues with the models are all fixed, and even the cutscenes have been completely redone because, hilariously enough, when the original release of Ultimate came out on PC, they forgot to take out the source code that involved all of the cutscene data, so Blue Wolf was able to go, okay, I'm gonna just take that data and re-render it in higher quality, and then boom, there you go. Now they look great. That's hilarious. I really feel like at this point, as a Sonic fan, I'm simply sitting here waiting for people who are sitting behind computers, programming things to make a blue hedgehog go fast, and it really feels like the only thing separating fan projects from official products isn't the quality, because there's very clearly quality things on both sides, it's just the budget and the hype. Sega has that for sure. You're never gonna see Re-Rainbow at a Sonic Direct and be like, hey guys, we screwed up, like that's never gonna happen, so... Again, it just embrace where we are. But this wasn't always the case, of course. I think a reason that a whole lot of Sonic fans deal with a lot of painful memories is because we were forced to mostly deal with the official products, and that was about it.
But now, that's not the case, and I feel like this can all be attributed to one pivotal canon event in this franchise's history, Sonic Mania.
Look, okay, I understand a lot of people oddly take issue with even coming close to referring to Mania as a fan game, but when you look at the roots of someone like Christian Whitehead making his own 2D Sonic engine at his home that's good enough to be used for the official ports on mobile, I can honestly see that argument. It's kind of like that original movie design that was later fixed by longtime Sonic artist Tyson Hess. This dude made Nipples the Enchilada, okay? Add a whole bunch of years onto that, and we have the best video game movie of all time. I'm not saying Sonic 3 is a fan movie, but I would certainly hope these projects are made by fans at the end of the day. But Mania injected so much pure, unbridled joy into the community, it only hit that much harder when Forces dropped only a few months later and practically undid all of that good faith in one swoop.
And also, by the way, shout out to Sonic Forces Overclocked. Like, it's this really cool mod that has a whole bunch of new story elements with new cutscenes, brand new level designs, a lot of cool new set pieces and remixes, and like, it's only about an hour long. Like, there's not a whole lot of Forces to work with there, but that 1 hour is way better than the 2.5 hour official game, so the fans win again.
We're kind of at this point now where all four of the main Sonic Boost games have better versions out there, and it's a mixture of official and unofficial. And I just think that's pretty cool. Dude, Forces, I know I'm like a broken record with complaining about Forces, but like, I think I had more fun with the old Newgrounds Sonic Maker, you know? And you know what, while we're on the topic of Newgrounds, I feel like not enough credit goes to the fan animations out there, further adding to this whole Sonic multiverse idea with so many different takes on this universe and the characters.
If you find yourself watching a Sonic video in the current year, there is no doubt in my mind that you have at least heard of Sonic Shorts. This almost two-decade-long, multi-episodic series that compiles a ton of different animations from a wide variety of animators that, sure, if you go back to watch some of the old ones nowadays, they may not all be bangers, but even still, this is very pivotal and important in the early stages of a Sonic fan on the internet. To me, it doesn't really matter if you think those first few episodes are a little bit too dated, like, I get it, Sonic Shorts still deserves its flowers. But the true Sonic fans out there are already behind Nazo Unleashed and Super Mario Bros. Z. Like, unironically, these two creations right here have some of the best anime fight scenes in the entire Sonic franchise, way better than anything in Sonic X. And quite frankly, I don't think that's up for a debate.
The whole backstory behind Nazo is crazy too. Like, it was just something that was based off of a mysterious looking figure in a Sonic X teaser trailer that led to nothing. And then fans said, okay, sure, it's an all-white evil hedgehog that uses the negative power of the Chaos Emeralds, go. And it's pretty sick! I think the biggest shame is Super Mario Bros. Z never got an actual conclusion. It ends on a cliffhanger after all these years, but hey, what's here is awesome. Some genuinely super impressive early Flash animation stuff right here. Sonic fans are incredibly talented. It's all just fascinating to me, knowing that this community was already there making really good stuff as far back as the late 2000s, but it really felt like things were ramping up tremendously in the later half of the 2010s. Because let's see, by this point I was mainly riding off the high of Nazo Unleashed and peak ROM hack Sonic Megamix still, like holy, what a good game, that was actually like super influential, and you're still seeing the effects of that to this day in the modding scene for Sonic Mania. This is long-term storytelling at its finest.
And it was around this time I decided to go onto YouTube and make my very first ever Sonic ROM hacks video. I've aged quite a bit since then, and if you've seen that fat Sonic thumbnail over the years, I'm sorry, but I mean, it worked.
This era of the community gave us some fantastic things, like we saw the rise of the Dreamcast conversion mod for Sonic Adventure DX, essentially reverting the PC version of Sonic Adventure DX to all of the old assets from the Dreamcast days to satisfy the growing group of people who just flat out did not like the changes made to DX, on top of other mods letting you play in widescreen since the original port didn't have it, amazingly enough. Definitive version of Sonic Adventure, there you go. Sonic 3D Blast Director's Cut, a mod with a bunch of bug fixes and brand new features for the Genesis game made by one of the lead developers.
Just the concept of someone from the team of a 90s game going back and adding to their own product and just releasing it for the fans to play, like, I don't even like 3D Blast all that much, but that's incredible.
And of course, we can't forget about Sonic 3 Angel Island Revisited, a modern port of Sonic 3 that came out at a time where Sega was practically acting like there never was a third game, omitting it from Sonic collections and whatnot. It was very, very strange, and I get why, because of the music, but still, bizarre. And it had widescreen, a ton of customization options, mod support, which there are mods coming out so often. There's this Amy Galore mod now that has so many different playstyles for Amy Rose, it is overwhelming. Like, hey, cool, they added Amy to Sonic Origins Plus. Sick. This is actually crazy, you gotta check it out. And on top of that, you had the mobile ports of Sonic 1 and 2, as well as the previous gen release of Sonic CD. It was very outdated, they weren't releasing these games on consoles, didn't make any sense, so... You know, Sonic Origins is cool and all, but the mobile ports got decompiled and recompiled like right before that, and now we got things like Sonic 1 Forever, Sonic 2 Absolute, and Sonic CD Miracle Edition. Quite frankly, in my opinion, these are the better ways to play these games, because like Sonic 3 Air, all of those customization options and mod support, it is there as well. Sonic 2 Absolute even has a mode that's based off of the old Nick arcade game that Melissa Joan Hart played back in the day, and she failed miserably at, and that's here now, so you can try it for yourself. Clarissa can explain it all, but she can't explain this poor gameplay. CD Miracle Edition is pretty cool too, because it has this interesting roundabout way of giving you a super form without there being Chaos Emeralds with the Miracle form. It almost acts the same way, like you're shiny and whatnot, but it's just cool to see the fans go out of their way to add something that actually kind of makes sense with the lore, instead of saying, hey, you get all the time stones, you can turn supersonic. Like, that wouldn't make sense, but this, I guess, makes more sense. Why not? There you go. The definitive versions of all these classic games as well. But hey, if you still want to play Sonic Origins, maybe take a look at the Sonic Origins Ultra Fix mod. I really don't understand how Origins, just being these basic ports of these games that were already out for a while, have so many issues, but sadly, they do. Ultra Fix addresses that and makes so many, like, oh my god, so many little changes.
Honestly, it would take far too much time to go through every single one of these changes, like, oh god, there's just so, oh my god, it's still going. Oh my god, it's still going!
Oh, and don't even get me started with Sonic Generations and just how much the fans have extended this game's life like no other. That PC version, man, we got a ton of new skins, entirely new models for characters to play as, relatively simple ported levels from other games like Sonic Colors and even Shadow the Hedgehog, that's cool. We have shockingly expansive brand new levels like Shivery Mountainsides, which is a ton of fun to speedrun. You can even play Super Mario 64 in Sonic Generations, dude! Oh my god, I'm going to hell just looking at this. Even when you include the modern port with Shadow Generations, which is by all accounts an awesome game, and it is very important to have those games readily available on modern consoles, it is hard to top everything that the 2011 PC port of Generations brought to the table, and still will for years to come. And speaking of Shadow, isn't it also kind of crazy that we're waxing poetic about Shadow 05? The fact that we're even calling it Shadow 05 now because we also have Shadow Generations is just funny to me, but yeah, I guess, more and more people are talking about how this game is a bit of a gem too. I mean, it certainly helps that they gave Shadow a gun and a motorcycle in the movie, and we're just saying that the symbol from 05 is Shadow's emblem now, okay, we'll accept that. But the actual game itself, I mean, I do kinda like it, but it still has a lot of problems. Well, What about Shadow the Hedgehog Reloaded? This is a huge quality of life mod for the GameCube version of this game, and there are so many things that are just better now. The last story that previously needed all 10 unique endings to unlock, now you only need 3. All of these different missions that are all about taking out X amount of enemy to complete it, well, they're a lot more forgiving now, allowing you to miss a few, and you're fine. Shadow controls better, there's widescreen now. They added an S rank to the rank system, so that's cool if you like going for the high score. Like the other games in this video, there's a lot of problems with Shadow of 5 for sure, but there are some good things in here, and I think Reloaded does a great job highlighting just those specific parts and making it an actual worthwhile experience. And who can forget about the Sonic Riders fans? I mean, Sega certainly has, and putting Jet and the Extreme Gear in Sonic Racing Cross Worlds, that was mind-boggling to see. But if you wanted to go back and play the original games, I don't know, there are certainly some strong fans out there for sure, but I was never really one of them. That being said though, of the 3 Riders games that are currently officially released, all 3 all have really cool ways to play them now thanks to the fans. We got Sonic Riders DX, Sonic Riders Regravitified, and Sonic Free Riders without the Kinect. So DX and Regravitified, they're really cool. They add new characters and stages, they modify the mechanics, they're really fun ways to play those games, and I will always give the Riders games a lot of kudos for having this really cool style for the world and the characters. I love how these games look, and hey, now I kinda like how these games play a little bit more. Free Riders, on the other hand, that's some dedication, because I didn't even think anyone was asking for this. Yeah, so now if you're so inclined, you can play the weakest Sonic Riders game with a controller, and not a completely faulty camera system that shouldn't have been there in the first place. I don't know if Free Riders has that same effect of like, wow, there's so many cool things in here, and now we have a way to experience it. I don't think it's that, but hey man, credit where it's due. That probably does more for game preservation than anything official, so good job. Wasn't this also the first game that introduced us to the voice actors for, like, Shadow the Hedgehog when they changed the voice actor and he was very weird and grungy at the time?
I'd suggest you beat us before getting excited.
All these years later, I'm still getting used to it. Man, we got these really cool remakes of Sonic 1 and 2 from the Master System, bringing in new levels and characters and mechanics, and it's just really cool, and I know, once again, not really a true replacement, but this is how I beat Sonic 1 Master System, because I'm not gonna do it on the original hardware, not that fun of a game, and I had a great time. They're doing the same thing with Sonic Advanced. Sonic Advanced Revamped is happening now, and it's a full-blown remake, like, what? That's so cool! Still no Sonic Labyrinth, but hey, we'll get there. Did you know that Mania also has a port to the 3DS? What a world we live in, huh? And I would be really remiss if I didn't bring up once again the likes of Sonic Triple Trouble 16-bit, Sonic and the Fallen Star, and Sonic Galactic. Like, these are full-blown classic Sonic games that, for me, are in the conversation for ranking classic Sonic games because, quite frankly, I believe Triple Trouble 16-bit and Fallen Star, at the very least, are better than Sonic 1, and I would love to hear differing opinions on this. Galactic is still a work in progress, but man, it is so promising, and I can't wait for this one to come out. This is the next great classic Sonic game, I'm telling you. If you're liking any of the projects that I'm talking about here, by the way, you should really check out SAGE, the Sonic Amateur Game Expo, and the Sonic Hacking Contest, these yearly events that host so many projects, like way too many projects, and if you really like stuff like this, that is the place to be, because it's going to be a ton of fun every single year. I mean, this is where I first discovered Pizza Tower, so... And it's thanks to taking a look at these communities I discovered things like Sonic Roboblast 2, a 3D classic Sonic game that was built off of the Doom engine and is unironically one of the most fun games in this entire franchise. And then to go from that to like a full-blown spin-off kart racer with SRB2 Kart with really fun kart mechanics and just as many mod options as the base SRB2, how do you just casually make a new kart racer like that and it works out extremely well? And then you do it again. Robotnik Ring Racers, they did it again! It takes a lot more patience to get good with this one, but you know what? I appreciate them going for something a little bit different. Plus, you got Robotnik as the main star of the show here in this one. I mean, they named the game after him, so... That's, you know, good for him. But the fact that we're even talking about Roboblast 2 and the legacy that it has is super impressive, because at this point we're talking about 20 plus years of this game existing. And we're still talking about it. The shelf life on this is unlike any other. Whenever I see annoying internet discourse regarding Sonic fan creations, I see a lot of people going about it just flat out the wrong way. Yes, I am raving a whole lot about so many of the beautiful things these fans have given us over the years, for free by the way, keep that in mind. at the same time, I'm not saying we should discredit Sega's work. They're clearly the stars of the show here, and I still think they're doing a pretty good job course correcting and evening out the playing field. I just think the fan creations supplement that official stuff beautifully. And it's also not to be ignorant to other high-quality fan games out there like AM2R. Similar to some of the classic Sonic games I've mentioned, I believe AM2R also deserves to be in the conversation for best Metroid games. It's that good. Also, kind of just a weird thing that happened. Remember when Capcom kind of officially endorsed Street Fighter X Mega Man? It was a fan game that they then said, hey, it's pretty cool. We could release it, I guess. It was still free. It was just a thing you can download, but Capcom said it's cool, so does this count?
You simply do not see this to this degree with any other franchise. Like, dude, have you seen Sonic Rush 3D that's currently in the works? Like, this looks so good.
At the end of the day, I also understand the argument that, hey, for the official works, they have to worry about making money, so they have to have these really huge budgets, and they have to sell a whole bunch of copies to make even. Like, I get it. And on the other side, people are just putting out free download links for fan games that just need a little bit of tinkering with, and then you're good. I get it. That route isn't for everybody, but I don't know, man. Trying to be a Sonic fan by just consuming the official media starts to come off like some sort of sick, twisted version of Stockholm Syndrome. You mean to tell me you haven't been interested in popping on the Unleashed recompilation project once? You're lying to me.
With so many good fan animations and comics, which I haven't even gone into, like, there's so many good things you can find out there as well. The fan games, of course, there's so much good fan art out there. Like, yeah, there's a lot of weird fan art that we're not going to talk about today, but there's also some really beautiful stuff. All I'm saying here, at the end of the day, I appreciate you. If you're making any of this fantastic stuff for this community, I appreciate you, because you can't make any money on it. It's like, legally you can't do it, but you're still doing it because you just love it so much, and I appreciate it, and I want other people to appreciate it too.
I believe that all of the quality work being put into this franchise from the fans, as well as the official stuff getting so much better by the day and by the month and by the year, and they're no longer relying on Twitter memes while still pumping out mediocre video games, the health of this franchise is better than it's been in a long time, arguably the best it's ever been. I mean, outside of like, kind of taking Nintendo out of the console market, but you know, outside of that, it's doing pretty good. Before we wrap all this up, I have one final message I want to say.
Please do not take any fan works and put them on a pedestal so high that you feel compelled to also talk down about all of the other official arts out there. That puts too much pressure on the people making the fan works, and then it's just no longer any fun. It's all about fun at the end of the day. Just don't do that. That's a weird level of tribalism that nobody really needs.
Maybe it's just me being too much of a pacifist here, but all of this is really just my opinion that I look at the official and fan stuff as, holy sh**, two cakes, and I think you should too. I'll recommend Mario fan games and Kirby ROM hacks until the Mario Kart Moo Moo Meadows cows come home, but Sonic has found himself in this unique position where Sega has started mysteriously tweeting about Sonic Unleashed right after the recompiled project came out, so like, okay, just embrace it, don't ask any questions, we're cool if you're cool. Listen, okay, back in the day when I was a kid, I signed up for Gaia Online just so I can get access to the stupid Sonic and the Black Knight emblem to stand next to my character that I would use for nothing else, because there was nothing else for me to do. Trust me on this, Sonic's in a pretty good spot now.
This was definitely a bit more of a rambly video than my usual stick, so if you're considering to watch this video, thank you so much, I appreciate it. I'll go back to my usual, like, ROM hack and fan game spotlight later on this year, so stay tuned for that. But with Unleashed Recompiled, man, it just sparked something in me that I really wanted to talk about this, because, like, I find myself loving Sonic more than ever before, and a lot of that is due to what the fans are doing behind the scenes. Like, it's incredible stuff all around. I love Sonic Triple Trouble's 16-bit. I also really enjoy Sonic Superstars. I adore Sonic Roboblast 2. There is so much content there, especially when you go into modding it. Like, oh my god, there is so much stuff. But I also really love the base version of Sonic Frontiers. You take a look at something like SRB2 Kart, and it's just such a fun kart racer, I still can't believe that's real. On the other hand, you know, I didn't really love Team Sonic Racing, but it is what it is.